Good morning, I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition for a Sunday morning. Coming up, the Best American Science Writing 2012. Series editor Jesse Cohen shares some stories. And in about 20 minutes, Nancy Huth from the Taft Museum of Art offers insight into the new exhibit, Star Power, Edward Steichen's Glamour Photography. A report out this week shows two-thirds of the National College Class of 2011 finished school with a loan debt averaging more than $26,000. That's an increase of about 5% from the class before. Mary Ann Zalesnik talks with Miami University's Director of Student Financial Assistance, Brent Schock, about the debt problem and what he's advising students to do when they face repaying big loans.
Good morning, Brent. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Mary Ann.
Some staggering figures out this week for college debt. The average nationally, more than $26,000 in debt for students who borrow money. What does that compare like at Miami? Do you find that a lot of students are in debt when it comes time to graduate?
Well, the report that you're referring to mentions that about two-thirds of college graduates in 2011 are in debt. And at Miami, that percentage is lower, about 54% of Miami's 2011 graduates borrowed loans to finance their education. I believe the average that you're referring to is about nationwide is about $26,600. And here at Miami, it's just at $27,100. So we're pretty close to the national average.
So you talk about the amount there. Is that insurmountable when it comes time to start to pay it back? What are you advising students?
Well, what we tell students all along, and of course it's an iterative process. Students can't borrow all this money all at once. They borrow it in stages over the course of their college education. And so we start actually at the very beginning. We advise the students early on what they're doing in terms of borrowing a loan. Nationwide, all students have to go through a process called entrance counseling, which explains their rights and responsibilities when they borrow federal student loans. And that entrance counseling explains, first of all, that they're borrowing a loan, that they have to repay it at some point, and explains some of the consequences of not making those payments. And so we start then, and each year as a student borrows, we inform them of the amount that they're eligible to borrow. And along with that, In our student systems here at Miami, they can see displayed the amount of their cumulative borrowing so they can make informed decisions. As they progress through the years, we notify them and work with them on the amounts. And as students prepare to graduate, we actually invite all graduating seniors to come visit with us, either in a large group setting or also one-on-one. And we'll talk to them about the fact that they're about to graduate, and that their loans are going to have to be repaid starting in about 6 months. With the federal loan program, students don't begin repaying until 6 months after they graduate. And, $26,600, $27,000 is about $300, equates to about a $300 monthly payment on a traditional 10-year repayment plan.
And that's the average amount of time they have to pay back? It's about 10 years?
Yeah, that's the typical plan. Now, there are five standard repayment plans, really kind of a sixth that's more recent, but five traditional repayment plans that can go anywhere from 10 years up to 25 years, depending on the student, which plan the student wishes to select. And obviously, the shorter the plan, the 10-year plan is going to end up costing the student less money versus a longer plan. But there are different plans in place based on the student's jobs that can help them make the payment affordable, and then the payment will increase as the student moves down the road in repayment.
Now, when I was a student, I remember I had a lot of loans that I had to repay when I graduated, and the interest rates were pretty low on some of those loans. How about the loans students have now? What kind of interest rate are they paying?
The more recent borrowing is at 3.8% fixed rate for students with financial need, and for those without financial need, it's 6.8. And so the rates are 3.4% interest rate for the current student loans for students with financial need, and 6.8 for those without financial need. That compares to when I was in school. I graduated in 1992. Interest rates were at 8% for the first 4 years of repayment, and then jumped to 10% for the final 6 years of repayment. So the rates are more competitive today, a little bit more in line with the interest rates that we see being offered for other loan vehicles as well.
Now, do you ever advise students to do everything they can not to take a loan? I mean, are you encouraging them to take the loans? What kind of advice do you give them?
Sure. When we talk with students one-on-one, you know, we have many students here at Miami, so some students are making the decisions, you know, outside of our one-on-one counseling, of course. But when we talk to students, we say, you know, loans are the last thing that you should consider. And when you do consider loans, you should first look at the federal loans as your first option, and then move to other loans, because students can get loans sort of outside of their school or college through a local lender. And we always tell them to look there sort of as a second option after they've looked at all the student loans that they can borrow from the federal government. And we do always encourage them to borrow only what they need. We inform them that one of the benefits of the federal loans is that if they end up borrowing more than they need, that they can repay that without penalty at any time. So we do encourage them to think about what they're borrowing before they borrow, and to look carefully at the overall amount that they're borrowing.
Talk a little bit to me about if they get in trouble in terms of they go to graduate, the economy's not great right now, they're not able to find a job. What happens in 6 months if they don't have the money to repay?
Yeah. So the first thing I would say, if I could back up at the beginning of graduation, the first thing that I would say is make the most of those 6 months. And the first thing that I would tell students is to work on and to develop a personal budget so that you know what your free income is to pay towards those loans. And as soon as you do that, if you think that you're going to have trouble meeting the loan repayment obligations, the first thing that you want to do is contact the loan servicer, the servicer that is providing the loan servicing for your loans, and to talk with them, because there are things that they can do. If you're having a financial hardship or a medical hardship, the lender will work with the student to put that loan into a deferment or a forbearance. And a deferment is where they don't make any payment on the principal of the loan, and that deferment can last up to 3 years. It will be renewed or looked at more often than that, but can last up to 3 years. Forbearance is if the student doesn't qualify for the deferment, they may be able to work with their loan provider to also not make payments, but maybe have to make some interest payments during that period of time. And again, those can be for issues related to financial hardship. The most important piece of advice that I would offer is just don't ignore it. Don't ignore the notices from your lenders, but work with them. They're there to work with you. These protections are built in at the federal level. They're there designed to help the student and really protect the American taxpayer from defaulted student loans.
Does the interest start accumulating as soon as the loan is taken out, or does it start accumulating once that six-month period has passed?
It depends on the type of the student loan. There are currently two types of federal student loans that students can borrow. If a student has financial need, they will qualify for what is commonly referred to as the subsidized student loan. And that loan, the interest that's accruing on the loan is paid for by the federal government while the student is in school and during the 6 month, while the student is in school. With the unsubsidized loan, the interest begins to accrue pretty much right away as soon as they borrow the loan. And the student does have the option to make quarterly payments on that interest while they're in school.
Brent, thanks so much for talking with me.
You're welcome, Mary Ann.
I've been talking with Brent Schock. He is the Director of Student Financial Assistance at Miami University. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Mary Ann Zalesnik.